Secretary.
Yes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. The President will be right with you.
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes, Dean.
You have a good day with the governor?
No, I had a bad one. They were all rambunctious, rather insulting, and so was I, so we didn't do very well.
Uh-huh. Did they get into foreign policy business very much?
No. No, they didn't want any briefing on either foreign policy or defense. Really refused to accept it, and spent all their time talking about poverty patronage and civil rights guidelines and nitpicking general stuff that was not worthy of any of
right.
us.
I just didn't know whether my end of things came up. You want me
your,
to...
No, your, you, yours is all right. You, I think it went in good shape with them on that.
Uh-huh. Well, I called earlier. I didn't want to interrupt the meeting with them, but see whether there was anything special about the press conference, but actually the questions were as anticipated, and on the ABM I fell back to Bob McNamara's earlier statement and the Geneva proposals of last year and left it open. And on the food for India, I followed Oral Freeman's comments to Ranch yesterday. But there wasn't anything very complicated. I emphasized again this readiness to talk to anybody seriously about peace in Vietnam. But there were no surprises at the press conference. I think probably the transcript is on its way down to you.
Good, good. I know you did fine.
Well, get yourself some rest now.
I will, and you do the same. They tell me you've had a rough time all through Asia and Europe too. And
oh, I'm catching back on my sleep schedule a little bit now.
I sure hope you do. I don't know how you do as well as you do. I'll see you next week.
Much obliged.
Waiting.